Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm chapter 2. In verse 1, young people, I want you to pay attention to how God deals with this. Because it's a lot different than what you might expect. It says, "Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing?" That's a thing that is wrong and empty. "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed." By the way, it is referring to Christ there, but any born-again believer is God's anointed. So sometimes they take counsel against God. How are we going to oppose the things of God? And how are we going to oppose the people of God? And that's what it's talking about. That's happening in countries today. Places like Canada, places you'd never expected it to happen. It's happening. But it says, they take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." So let us free ourselves from the things of God, from the doctrine of God, from the Word of God, and just do whatever the heck we want to do. Doesn't matter if it's evil, doesn't matter if it's wicked, doesn't matter if it's sin, doesn't matter if it's flagrantly wrong in every way. Because a lot of things that they are doing are flagrantly wrong in every way. And then he responds to this in verse 4. To why do the heathen and the nations rage, and why do they plan these evil things, and they're planning against God, and they're planning against God people. And then it says, "He who sits in the heavens," which is referring to God, "he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision." Derision means that God's going to make a fool of them. His laughter makes a fool of them. That's how God deals with things very frequently. If somebody comes against you, or somebody comes against Him, if people are proclaiming things that are flagrantly wicked, God laughs at them to the point of making fools of them. You know, you can have the same response. You don't have to be afraid of people coming against you. You don't have to be afraid of the wicked people. You don't have to be afraid of wicked circumstances, or for that matter, wicked nations. God laughs at them. He literally laughs so hard that they become obvious fools. I mean, think about it. Think about the things that are going on right now. If you came up to somebody, well, not so much today for some reason, I can't figure out why, but let's say 5 years ago, and you said to them, "Are you a boy or a girl?" And they said, "I don't know." Wouldn't you think that was weird? Wouldn't you think that was really kind of laughable and funny? You don't know? How do you not know? When did you lose this information? Right? But God will take stuff like that. God hears this stuff and they plan against God. They say, "Well, claiming anything other from the Word of God is wicked." God laughs at them and He makes fools of them. God loves to laugh, and a lot of times this is how He deals with things, and it's very effective. Don't get angry about the things that happen to you. Laugh at them. Because then you tap into God's way of doing things and you make fools of them. It's not that you want to make fools of people per se, but your laughter will bring out the reality that whatever is going on is foolishness. For example, there are sometimes people who will set things up for you. Or if not for you, then for other Christians. I know a lot of people who've had this experience. Let's say they're at work or someplace, and just by virtue of being a Christian, that offends a few people. And those people may try to set up that other person and somehow to fail or make a mistake or have something bad happen to them or get them fired or whatever. Don't be afraid of them. Laugh at them. Because you can laugh at them. They can't do anything to you. God has your back. God is the one who directs your feet. God knows exactly what's going on. He sees everything that's done in secret. He knows. He sees it. He's there. He sees them plotting and all that. And then it says in Proverbs 26:27, whoever digs a pit, now that's talking about a snare, a trap. Whoever digs a pit for another man's feet shall fall in it himself. And he who rolls a stone up to a height to do mischief, it will roll on him. Picture this. You've got this boulder, and you're pushing it up a hill because you know somebody's going to be coming along the path, and you want to let that boulder come down and roll on top of that person because you want to do them harm. You're pushing this boulder up a hill, and the boulder rolls over you. You know what that's like? That's like if you throw a banana peel on the floor, hoping that somebody will slip on it, and then you slip on it. That's what it's like. God laughs at that kind of thing. God thinks that's funny. Somebody comes doing something toward you, God thinks it's funny, not because he thinks it's funny that somebody would want to hurt you, but because he thinks it's funny that that person is that foolish that they would try something like that. It reminds me of some criminals sometimes. There's this program, I don't watch it much, but I've seen it on occasion, The World's Dumbest Criminals. And it's hysterical. Well, this is exactly a picture of the way that God sees things. I remember this one. This one guy was selling cocaine. And he was on a beach. He was at the ocean on a beach at some resort. And he saw a whole bunch of young people on the beach. And he came over. He showed them all this cocaine. And he was trying to sell them cocaine. He didn't realize, but there was a police convention. And all of them were cops. That was insane. So guess what happened with that guy? You see, that's exactly how God does things. People do something like that, and God says, you're so stupid, it's funny, look at this, we could make a movie out of you. We could make a TV show about the foolishness that these people, okay, you're going to bring it to cocaine to the cop. Yeah, that's smart. I remember one time, and this isn't that terribly long ago, some guy robbed a bank and he started running from the police and he ran into a restaurant where the police were having lunch. Same kind of a deal. Okay, you want to be stupid? That's the way to do it. And it makes God laugh. When somebody comes against you, it's that kind of stupidity. It's so stupid, it makes God laugh. And his laughter will show how stupid it is. Yeah, you want to roll a boulder uphill. That's intelligent. And it comes right on top of you. That's smart. That's smart. Yeah, okay, you're going to dig a trap, a pit for somebody. And then you're going to step in it because you're going to walk over it. And then you put right there, the trap was for you. That was smart. That was smart. You see, that's how God sees. Oh, that's really smart. It's astonishing how that works. God thinks it's hysterical. And so he laughs at them into derision. Yeah, you're going to plan something against God. And how exactly are you going to do that? It's like going up against a tank with a pea shooter. How exactly are you going to do that? Sometimes we worry about things. And it's not that somebody's coming against us. And God responds to us with a sense of humor. He says, think about it. This is actually funny what you're saying. It's funny what you're worrying about. Think about it. For example, Matthew 6:28. Why do you worry about clothing? Everybody back then especially was worried about clothing, or a lot of people were, because clothing was hard to come by. People didn't have a wardrobe. They had maybe one or two sets of clothes, and that was it. Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, Will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? You know what God is saying to them there? You're worried about clothes? Look at the lilies. God is saying, you are more valuable than a house plant. Okay, can you understand that? You're more valuable than a house plant. Did you think that if God clothes a house plant, if God makes a house plant that pretty, that he's not going to take care of you? Is that what you think? You're more valuable than a house plant. You know, sometimes people don't believe they're more valuable than a house plant. That's funny. Think about it. You're telling me that I don't value you more than I value a house plant? Of course I do. Don't worry about the problem. The problem's nothing. The fact that I worry about the problem, God actually finds it amusing. Yes, he's kind. Yes, he's compassionate. Yes, he gets it, but he thinks it's funny. In Matthew 7:24, people get very legalistic sometimes. People get very unkind sometimes. Sometimes people get very worried. When Jesus went into the temple, there used to be a tax for the temple. When Jesus went to the temple, one of the temple guards asked, "Does your master pay the temple tax?" And he asked this to Peter, and he said, "Yeah, he does." And Jesus heard this, and he took Peter aside. He said to him, "Who do you think that the powerful people in the world will tax? Their family or strangers?" And Peter said, "Well, strangers." "That's right." Jesus said, "That's right. But just so there's not a problem, just so we can make these people happy," he says, "Go down to the ocean." That was not far away. "Cast in a line and get a fish." Now, he's talking to Peter, this great burly fisherman. "Get a fishing pole, cast in a line, get a fish. The first fish you catch, reach in its mouth, you'll find a coin. And then pay the temple tax." Do you realize what he's saying there? He's making fun of this. He's saying, "You guys are so worried about your taxes for the temple. You guys are so worried about, oh, it's very serious, got to pay the temple. Go grab a fish, there'll be a coin in the mouth, and you can pay it from that. How's that sound?" He said, "This is trivial. This is empty. Don't worry about things that are silly. Don't worry about things that are goofy." And he responded in a very silly, goofy way. "Okay, go get a fish. Have you ever found a coin in a fish's mouth? Have you ever thought about looking?" And God says, "Go get this fish, there'll be a coin." "Okay, pay it that way." It's like saying, pull a coin out of the ear. Just pay with that. Well, God has a sense of humor. God thinks some things are funny. And one of the things that he thinks are funny is this: "Take yourself so seriously, people." The funniest people on earth, honestly, are those who take themselves really seriously. They can't handle if you have a sense of humor. "You're laughing at me." "Yeah, I am laughing at you." One of the best things that parents can do to their children is torment them with humor. Don't let them take themselves seriously. Laugh at them when they are being silly. They don't know they're being silly, but this is how you're going to teach them. Laugh at them. "I hate you, I hate you, I hate you." Laugh at him. I remember when I was a little kid, I got so mad. I forgot what it was about, but it was like probably eating fish or something. I got so mad, and I said to my mom, "I'm going to run away." And my mom just looks at me and said, "You're going to sleep with the squirrels then." Then all of a sudden the idea wasn't so good. Sleep with squirrels? Don't take things so seriously. Don't see life as being that serious. God doesn't see it as being that serious. God enjoys it. He wants you to enjoy it. "Oh, the situation is so hard. Oh, the God of the universe who created everything in the world is on my side, but my situation is so hard." And God said, "Hard? Are you silly? Are you nuts? Are you kidding me? Hard? You gotta be joking. It's not hard. Grab a coin out of a fish. It's not hard. You see, we're weird. We take ourselves so seriously. We take things so seriously. God says, don't take it seriously. Somebody comes against you. Don't worry about it. They'll fall in their own pit. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. I know a Christian who was persecuted at work for being a Christian. And that person's boss tried to set them up. And it took years. They had tried to set them up for years. And they made all kind of false accusations against that person. And they told him privately, we don't like you because you're a Christian. We want to get rid of you because you're a Christian. They outright told him that. And eventually, that very thing they were doing, the things that they tried to do against them, got the boss kicked out. Why? You set up a snare, you fall in it. It's that simple. If you throw a banana peel on the floor for somebody to slip on, that somebody's going to be you. You set up a snare, you fall in it. God deals with things with a sense of humor. He really does. The nations rage. Can you see this? Okay. Everybody knows what dust bunnies are in the house. Can you imagine a little dust bunny in your house getting all puffed up and sticking its chest out and saying, I don't like this. And it's a piece of dust. And it starts demanding things. It starts rebelling. It starts saying, this is how I'm going to do things. I'm going to do it my way. And it's dust. You see, this is literally what God sees this like because we're made of dust. So you have this dust that's puffing itself up. You know what he's going to do to that dust? Vacuum it. As simple as that. He's going to vacuum it. He'll laugh till it's obvious the foolishness of what's going on. And that'll be the end of that. He'll vacuum it. People say to themselves sometimes, I'm so badly off. God says, I will withhold no good thing. I give you all things, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything will be given to you. I love you, I died for you, I provide for you, you are mine, I make you into my body. I'm so badly off. God thinks that's funny. Because it's so weird. It's so weird, it's hysterical. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do to take care of myself. You're more valuable than a houseplant, okay? Oh, I don't know what it's going to be. These people are coming against me. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, whatever. They're dust. They're nothing. Just get a vacuum cleaner. They're nothing. And God laughs. And he laughs and he laughs and he laughs. He wants you to laugh too. Okay, as simple as that. He wants you to laugh too. He wants you to laugh at it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't take it seriously. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid of it. Don't worry about it. Don't change what you're doing because of it. Just laugh. This person's coming against me. They're accusing me of being a Christian. Oh, you're accusing me of going to heaven when I die. Yep, guilty as charged. Yep, I am going to heaven when I die. Yep, you can bet on that. What kind of an accusation is that? It's like accusing Einstein of being brilliant. Oh, you're so smart. Yeah, he is smart. That's what it is. That's what people are doing. It's stupid. That's what people are, laugh at it. It's stupid. Somebody says something negative against you, laugh at it. It's stupid. It's hysterical in God's eyes. Yeah, okay, uh-huh. You don't like me for going to heaven when I die. Okay, uh-huh. So what would you prefer? You want to go to hell? Go ahead, knock yourself out. That's how it works with God. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. You are in Christ. Christ is in you. The Holy Spirit is guiding you in all truth. There's nothing to worry about. God gives you promises. Those promises are good. Those promises are reliable. Anything outside of the promises is laughable. As a matter of fact, in Genesis 18, when Sarah and Abraham were very old, God promised them a son. Now, old people don't have children. But God promised them a son. And Sarah thought it was absurd, so she laughed. And then in Genesis 21, it happened. And God gave them a son. He gave them Isaac. And it says in verse 5, Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. He was 100 years old. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Who would have thought this 100-year-old guy would be having a kid? She was 90. Who thought this 90-year-old woman would have a kid? She said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. Now, why does God want you to laugh at things rather than taking them so seriously or being so wounded or so hurt or so devastated by things that are laughable? Because in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That laughter is the point of your strength. Not taking yourself so seriously is the point of your strength. Not worrying about things, knowing that God's going to take care of them, knowing that whatever comes against you is in truth laughable. I mean, honestly, would you really come against a tank with a pea shooter? That's laughable. So you approach it with your strength. You laugh at it. Because it's laughable. God laughs at it. God thinks it's hysterical. Somebody puffs themselves up against your God when you are in Christ. God thinks it's hysterical because it's absurd. And He laughs at it. You laugh at it too. God always wants you to have that joy. That joy is your strength, and that joy lets you laugh at your circumstances when the circumstances to somebody who is not thinking with God would seem devastating, but in truth they're hysterical. They're funny. Really? Somebody's going to set a snare? They're just going to fall in it. That's all that's going to happen. In Romans 15:13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. Why do you have hope? Because you have confidence in God. Hope is confident expectation. In other words, something happens negative, somebody is negative toward you, somebody tries to set you up, you know they're going to fall into their own setup. You're confidently expectant in that, and you're right. And that can make you laugh because it's silly, it's ridiculous. It's like that guy rolling a boulder up a hill and it rolls right on top of him. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. He wants you to have tremendous confident expectation by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in that confident expectation, because there is where your power is, you're going to have tremendous joy. And when you have tremendous joy, you meet all your circumstances with laughter. Who cares? It's funny. If you're thinking without God, it's not funny. It's scary. It's difficult, whatever. If you're thinking with God, you realize how absurd it is. And the absurdity of it is funny. Why do the nations rage against God? What does that even mean? Dust bunnies rage against God. It's funny. And God laughs at it. You laugh also. Because it's ridiculous. Somebody coming against you is like that criminal who walks into a restaurant full of police officers. Well, that ain't gonna go well. And it's just like that for you. So you can relax and you can have joy, and when something does happen, don't look at the thing. Look at the absurdity of the thing. And let it make you laugh. Amen? If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior and you don't know where you're going to go when you die, simply pray,
Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I receive you as my Savior. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for me, so I can have eternal life with you. Amen.